This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Early voting ends today for Tuesday's primary elections, and one race on the ballot involves two Democrats seeking their party's nomination in Texas House District 92 in Northeast Tarrant County. It's one of 10 Republican-held state House seats in North Texas Democrats have targeted this year. KERA's Christopher Connolly has more.
Steve Riddle is greeting early voters outside the Bedford Public Library. He says Hearst, Euless, and Bedford are full of practical, independent thinkers, and he's one of them. If elected, he says he'd work to close property tax loopholes for businesses, increase early childhood education funding, reduce healthcare costs, and expand Medicaid.
Those are some of the things that I would do, and I believe that the ideas that have worked in other states, these are things that we should be pursuing, and I believe that, you know, we haven't tried enough.
Riddle ran for the seat in 2018. He lost by just 2.5 points to incumbent Republican Jonathan Stickland, one of the most conservative representatives in the Texas House. Stickland is retiring.
For the past decade, our representation in the state of Texas's House of Representatives has been mostly do as little as possible for ideological reasons.
At a Whataburger in Bedford, Jeff Whitfield is getting ready to go knock doors with a half dozen volunteers. His pitch to voters is experience. He's an Air Force veteran and a lawyer who worked as a state Senate aide in Austin during law school.
I mean, I have drafted legislation. I have shepherded legislation through on behalf of the senator. I have gone to court and argued over legislation. I am ready on day one to do important work for our district.
Like Riddle, Whitfield wants Texas to expand Medicaid. He says he'd also work on overhauling the state's beleaguered foster care system.
I would say I will be a champion for the vulnerable, and wherever that puts me on the political spectrum, I'll proudly sit or stand.
There's also a Republican primary in this district, featuring former Bedford Mayor Jim Griffin, former Bedford City Council member Jeff Kaysen, and business owner Taylor Gillig. I'm Christopher Connolly in Bedford.
And you can find a voter's guide at kerranews.org.